Oh my god, will you please say that again?
Fucking whore.
Fucking whore.
What do you feel like?
God, you know, I got my lashes removed. I did them myself because I'm cheap. And
what was the process? Nothing,
oh, the process is taking your two little fingers, like rubbing a violin, but just put them on your eyelash.
We talk about eyelashes or fingering bitches?
Same thing. And I just, like, you know, I was on my last three strands, like, my life. And
yes,
I just took them off. And I, you know, I already have my dysmorphia. And I can barely look in a mirror more than 20 minutes.
Dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm. And now that they're off, you know, I have to try a little bit harder. And
now you really got to bat them.
Now I really got to bat them. I'm like, where did they go? Swear it. Oh, God, I want to say hey, oh!
Say it! Don't be shy.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Be yourself.
I'm back. Johanna's back from a trip.
Surprise!
She didn't bring me the private chef, and Stella's I'm fucking pissed.
Stella's a man again.
I'm detransitioning because I can't do it, guys.
Removes one eyelash.
Removes fake eyelashes. I'm putting one in for the night.
We gotta call it. We're throwing in the towel.
Hanging the keys up for the night. Sergeant. Sergeant Stella's out.
Hanging up the tampons.
Hanging up
We're
the tamps. You know, if you don't have, like I said, I don't know if I talked about this before. If you're an OG fan, all my trans girls know to really give pussy cunt, keep that jar of tamps in your bathroom. You know you're not gonna use them except you got a bloody nose. But it gives pussy cunt. Because
it's giving
a guy
pussy
comes
cunt.
Over and they're like, oh, like, you know.
Oh, my God. You need a tampon?
Need a tamp, girl? Have you heard of my tampon story?
No.
I was like the first time I was like transitioning. Well, ooh, no.
The first time.
Hope the last.
The first time.
I'm in the bathroom.
Because there was multiple times.
In the bathroom at the club and this girl comes in. She's on the phone
I'm
with her
club.
Friend. And I'm like listening to her conversation. And it was definitely like, I'm like, God, I'd be friends with her. Like, she just sounded like a fun bitch. She sounded like just bitching on the phone.
Yeah.
And she like bangs on the stall next to me. She's like, hey, girl, you got a tamp? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's my time to shine. And I'm like, oh, God.
Drop the ball, literally.
I'm like, no. And they're like, oh. Like, no,
oh,
nothing
like you
after
tried
that.
Your best to
just,
sound.
Like, continue talking on the phone. She's like, I'm not even going to ask again. She's like, I want to know what's in the stall next to me right now. So, Johanna, where's my private chef?
Honey, I'm sorry.
Johanna just got back from Mexico on a bachelorette trip.
Yes, it was all of the things that you would think it would be. There was themed fucking outfits every night.
Whoa,
there was private in-home chefs and private in-home bartenders for our Airbnb. And freaking these bitches were like, yeah, we're going to brunch.
They're brunch bitches?
They're like, we're going to brunch. It's $120 for brunch. And I said, ugh, well, I'm not spending another day at home alone for fucking 9 hours because that's what I did on the first day.
I just sent you that, Johanna. I better go buy that damn brunch.
I didn't go on the first day excursion because it was really expensive. But they did like the fucking cenote, like the cave, like swimming and like
cave swimming.
You like
only cenote knows the elote.
You walk into a cave and there are these like bodies of water that are like in caves and shit.
Bodies.
It's beautiful.
It's
bodies.
Awesome.
And it was
giving
probably
Hawking
a
Hills?
Lot of it's giving Hawking Hills but underwater.
God, it's so
like have you ever seen the movie The Descendant? I think it's
absolutely
what it's called.
Not
terrifying. Don't love it. There's
love
two of them.
Mm.
Basically, a bunch of hot bitches go into a cave and they get murdered by these like cave people.
Oh my God.
In like really sloppy, gross ways. And then one bitch gets, she's the one that like planned the trip and apparently she was like sneaky and put her friends in danger.
Are. They always fucking
the
are.
The hottest one's always
remember?
The sneakiest one, baby.
Remember? What's her name?
Who?
Oh shit. We were not good at that. Actually, I shouldn't even bring her up because the trip, the girl who died, her friends beat her up on the trip.
Shaq? Yeah, I know.
Girl,
R.I.P.
You know, Shaquella, girl. I mean, oh, God.
We're not doing this again.
We're not doing it again.
Nope.
But she's awesome. She was,
rip.
You know what? Rip her. But see, people are, you can never trust fucking anybody. And I'm happy your trip, you made it back alive.
I did.
I'm really happy.
This is really funny. We finally got a voicemail. That's why I've been quiet, because I'm looking through my email. Marissa, our producer, sent me a voicemail. And the fucking forward that the subject line is anonymous hot trans boy for hot trans girlfriend. So like, let's fucking go.
Oh my God, finally.
I have to figure out message number. It says message number 5. Does that mean we have 5?
Oh my God. This is what this episode needs to be.
Fuck. Okay, you can listen to it at.
I would love a hot trans boyfriend.
I'm clicking
please.
On it right now. It's 1:30 long. I'm playing it on air.
Who's we're confessing their
doing,
love for me?
We're not even gonna fucking do a test run. Which this means we're breaking every rule we promised our listeners that we wouldn't do this, but
I want to do
in
it
in celebratory situations.
This
we're
is
just gonna
scary.
Rip it off like a fucking tampon.
Let's hear it. Where's my hot
like a
trans boyfriend?
Tran tamp. Okay,
I've done that.
Speaking of which, I just got
each other's mothers podcast. I will remain anonymous, but I guess my question goes to both of you, since you, Joanna, have dated a trans guy and you, Stella, are trans herself. I am dating a lovely trans girl, and
I know
the holidays are gonna be like quite tough. Mm-hmm. And how do you make the holidays more fun, or how do you go about it? How can I be supportive? What do you guys recommend I do? I know there's gonna be like some family drama on her end.
Oh no.
But my family is not as
problematic. We love that.
Problematic.
Bruja.
I just want to make sure that I'm being as supportive as possible, but also we like both have like our own family like things that we're going to be going to separately. So yeah, hope you guys have a good holiday.
Okay, hold on. Let me just play the beginning one.
Hi, each other's mother's podcast.
Because I think she states
I will rename anonymous, but I guess my question goes.
I wasn't sure if they were trans
both
too.
Both of you, since you, Joanna, have dated a trans guy.
Hot for her pronouncing my name correctly.
Are trans herself. I am dating a lovely trans girl, and I just.
Okay, I don't want to assume.
We're not going to assume
their pronouns or their genders
your pronouns,
or whatever.
Like we usually
but
do.
But.
Wow,
I'm
what a
go
lovely
ahead
voicemail.
And
it's the first one we
this
have.
This feminine presenting voice.
Doesn't even have
feminine
to be.
Their voice is feminine.
Listen,
presenting. So anyway, we're going to go with she, her, just for the sake of.
They, them. Always they, them.
I know we should be calling everyone they, them.
They, them.
I need to get in the habit
the
of that. Yeah, just because we all are, right?
So what they stated was that their trans girlfriend or trans.
They're dating a trans woman and they want to know how to make the holidays fun / easier. Let me. Okay. Step one, cocaine. Step two, don't visit your family. Go.
That's
to,
what I do.
I just got back from Tulum and Cancun, and I think you should get a bag of cocaine and go to Mexico.
No.
If you're looking for a fun answer.
I mean, that's.
But how to make it better? I mean, Jesus.
I personally agree with you on that. And that's what normal people.
Get out of town.
That's what normal people in my life would do. But you know what? Now, everyone's gonna
but
do
we're
that.
We're all toxic, so.
But we're toxic as fuck over here. I say, you know what? It's first of all, it's huge of you to be with a trans woman because I'm sure her world is. I can hear it. I'm sure her world
speaking
is.
Speaking of trans
just
people,
like,
I'm texting a trans boy.
It feels amazing that like you give her that energy and even are going over to meet the family.
I know. I needed a little bit more of a backstory. And I'm like, how long have
we
y'all
did.
Been together?
Yes. I like, think for you, they'll be
how
fine.
Exciting.
You seem like a very like well-spoken person. I feel
yes.
like you might be safe over there. If your family's great, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great introduction. Have they met before? Is this the first time? We're just bringing her home?
We can do like both scenarios though. So like if it is the first time, God bless you.
God bless you. Good luck.
Yeah.
It takes special people to deal with that family, you know?
Yep.
That's my biggest fear. I haven't even been brought home to a mom or dad yet on my,
right. On your journey.
On my journey. On my journey right now. So like for you to do that is very big of you, and it's very nice, and it shows that you care. And I'm a family.
100%.
I even know like my family's fucked up. It's like a family oriented thing that I would want in a person. So
yes,
I wish you the best, and I hope that this goes good. I want to hear the follow up after the holiday. Right. I want to know what happened.
And you have to also remember ultimately, like if your family or their family is transphobic or homophobic or whatever type of phobia they're dealing with and presenting to you, you have to remember that you are focusing on building your own family, and that you have to put your partnership and your person first, because at the end of the day, if those people don't accept you or them for who they are, then they can kindly fuck off for as long as they need to.
Because that's my biggest fear, is bringing home. Just because my transition is a little bit newer, I'm like a year in, which is not that new, but for me, it's new, you know, me getting introduced to a guy's family or anyone's family. That's huge. And especially because I'm passing maybe more looks wise, but voice wise, listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, people are a little thrown off sometimes. I get, you know, it's just how it is. So. Can't even talk. I only imagine bringing home a guy to my mom right now and like her totally misgendering the fuck out of me and like calling me like my dead name. I don't want to say like my dead name because I appreciate that era too, like my old name, you know.
Yeah,
I just feel like it would be embarrassing, and it takes special people to deal with that, you know, to keep a.
I'm such a good friend, I don't even remember your dead name.
Thank God.
I'm literally racking my brain right now. Like, what the fuck was this bitch's name?
I literally met Johanna two years ago at a job, and like, I wasn't trans at the time. And I'm completely. No. What was so scary is I was like,
I told you to go get a wig.
Everyone told me to. I kept saying every week. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking. We're going off topic for this person. I'm so sorry, but
that's okay. They can probably relate.
It takes confidence to do it, and I told everybody, I was like, I'm gonna do it, and then like, I had to like get the. Got some shitty brown wig with a bad fucking flaif run on it, and I ran around that bitch like I was the hottest girl in town, and I was.
Fake it till you make it, baby. Confidence
radiates off people.
My favorite motto: fake it till you make it.
I would love to see pictures. I would love to see who you are.
Yeah.
Check back in.
Give us a follow-up voicemail after the holidays and let us know how it goes. Because again, remember, focus on yourself, focus on your partner, focus on your happiness, set your boundaries, also make it fun. If you want an answer on how to make it fun, I honestly recommend...
bring a bottle of wine.
Go down... Yeah, bring
a bottle... alcoholics?
Icebreakers, wine's always great, you know...
Bring trans...
the family's probably not 420 friendly if they're not trans friendly, but...
Yeah.
Give it a go, honey. Maybe bring some fucking Molly and...
Bring some shrooms.
Drug everybody. We cannot recommend shrooms enough. We talk about it often. We love the mushroom soup hot tub. So...
Hot tub.
But I recommend going downtown. Detroit's really pretty right now if you live in the area. Go ice skating. That's always like a fun Christmas thing to do. I'm not big on Christmas. I don't like the holidays. Y'all have heard me bitch about it. It makes me uncomfortable. But there is something about a Christmas light twinkling in the night sky.
She's like, I fucking hate Christmas, but I'll go ice skate around the big one in Detroit. So
100%. Like, why the fuck not? But yeah, I mean, my favorite thing in the wintertime, cozy up and fucking finger each other under a blanket while a movie's playing.
And that's what I would love to do. Yep. In Bali.
And that's on Navidad.
And we can't even do that anymore.
That's on Navidad.
Did you hear about the no? Well, you told me about it. Honestly, I was very shook. The no premarital sex and.
Yeah. Wait, I do want to tell a funny story about my Mexico trip really quick.
Oh, wait. We went totally off. Okay. Back to Mexico.
I wanted to surprise you back with the voice now.
Mexico.
That was a nice surprise.
A really nice surprise.
We're so happy. You could be like our friend that called in. We could give you really shitty advice if you just left a voicemail. Let us know. You could talk about anything. You can tell us what your poop looked like today. We don't give a fuck.
Honestly,
we want to hear it all, honey.
That's hot.
You can send us hate mail.
I want the hate mail.
If you love God, call us.
Oh my God, where's the tranny haters at? Please,
yes,
come on the podcast.
Send them through, honey.
Come on the panel, please. I've been waiting for you.
Get my blood boiling.
God, I can't wait.
Get it started.
I've been ready for it.
Hilarious. Okay.
Mexico. Didn't bring the chef back.
I didn't go on the excursion on day one because I couldn't afford it. They went to the fucking cave shit. They like went snorkeling with fucking sea turtles and they did like all this expensive shit. There was like a lunch involved and like they were literally gone from like 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. So I was alone at the Airbnb for
just
like
by yourself?
A full day. Yeah.
That's
I just didn't go.
Who fucking cares?
It honestly was so nice and let me run you by my day. So I woke up, ate some breakfast, drank some coffee. I was still pretty drunk from the night before, so I
get more drunk
immediately, like just started cleaning because I needed a distraction. So I clean in the night before was night one at the Airbnb in Tulum and we fucked that place up. Like the place was a fucking disaster, but I'm a pro fucking
She's a cleaner. God, wife her up.
Wife me up, baby. And so I literally played housewife, cleaned the entire establishment, made it look so fucking darling and cute. You could eat your meal off the fucking floor. Excuse me.
You're like, I won't.
Bitch, I'm hungover. I've been drinking for 5 days straight. I'm gonna burp.
You're like, I won't go on
I'm
the
a lady.
Excursion.
I'm a housewife.
I won't go on the true Mexican roots. I won't go on the excursion, but I'll definitely clean your fucking house.
100%. I really found myself, my calling, my soul in Mexico.
You know what? I've been thinking about cleaning houses myself, but okay. We're not even getting into that right now.
We can't.
Go back and do
it. We have to finish the story. So I stayed home for a full work day.
9 to 5,
Dolly Parton, and I cleaned the fuck out of the place, took a dip in the pool, mm-hmm. and then took like the longest shower. And the Airbnb was stunning, like so gorgeous. It had two pools. It had like outdoor stairs in between the Airbnbs because they were connected, but there was no like entry inside the house, so it was a little confusing. They were two Airbnbs that mirrored each other in this like cool circular fucking building. So maybe we'll post some photos on the Instagram.
Photoshop me on there.
It was stunning. And I also was listening to this podcast, Whitney Cummings podcast. Good for you.
Oh, I like her.
So amazing. My friend Nicole Amy Schreiber was a guest on Whitney Cummings podcast. They're old friends. They've been friends for like 20
Nicole
years.
Nicole Schreiber?
Nicole Amy Schreiber. She's a hilarious stand-up comedian. If you are listening and you like stand-up comedy, check out Nicole Amy Schreiber. She's based out of Los Angeles. She's good friends with Whitney Cummings. She was on her podcast and they talked about sex. And Whitney Cummings doesn't usually talk about sex on her podcast. And the entire episode was about sex and it was 2 hours long. And I listened to it while I was like cleaning the Airbnb and like hanging out by myself. And I swear to God, it like made me horny. So suddenly I'm like hot and horny in this like beautiful Airbnb.
Did you masturbate at the pool?
Not at the pool because a bitch does not want to get a UTI, okay?
No, outside the pool so the hook saw you.
I should have. He really would have came
home
with me.
Just the hat on
then
and
we really
could
have had a private chef.
We really could have.
You I don't know the how with me. To sell my sexuality or my femininity, but
you're
it's
you're telling me.
We're all learning.
We're all learning how to sell it over here.
So I take the longest shower ever. It was so hot. I took a couple nudie photos and sent it to the person I'm sleeping with. And that was fun. And then that made me really horny.
Jesus
so
turned his shirt. The cross turned on your door.
He it said sure that. Did. Jesus, look at me. Look at
like
me being dirty.
Turns around like really fast.
So anyway, long story short, of course I fucking jerk it. Because why wouldn't you jerk it in a gorgeous fucking Airbnb after a hot, beautiful shower? So I jerked it the first time. Everything's fine and dandy. I like basically was in that of a nap.
Time.
Yeah. Jerked it the second time. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a squirter.
Oh.
Yeah. Not like an active, like in the air squirt, but like a lot. I got a juicy.
In the air.
I got a juicy, juicy.
It can't even, it's airborne.
I think I maybe did airborne like one time, but it was long ago. Anyway. So that happens to me, right? But it's never happened to me while I masturbate. Like ever. And it happened to me at the Airbnb in the bed that I was sharing with my cousin.
The Mexican roots were kicking.
They were fucking kicking and stewing and brewing and
they're
fucking
like,
boiling
back
honey.
Home.
Yeah. Literally. The spirits came back. All my ancestors were like, you're gonna fucking jizz all over this mattress that you're sharing with your cousin.
And your cousin's next to you.
No one was home, trust.
No one knows.
But, so this is happening.
Now she does.
So this is like happening and I'm start to panic because I'm like, oh my God, I can't have a fucking sex puddle in the fucking bed that I'm sharing with my cousin.
You totally should have left it there.
So I'm like doing the waddle fucking walk, panic walk to the bathroom, wash my hands, instantly like clean myself up, and then I get the fucking blow dryer. I'm like butt ass naked with a blow dryer blowing
your poor cousin.
Blow drying the fucking sex
your
lake.
Sex squirt puddle with a blow Mexican blow dryer.
Blow dryer on, the sound's on, I'm butt ass naked,
they
and I'm
walk
just,
in,
and I'm
they're
just
like,
going,
what are you
oh
doing,
my
honey?
God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. No one came home for like literally 4 hours after
you're
that
lucky
happened.
That excursion was long.
But that is
so
a truth.
Yours.
So was mine, honey. Talk about diving into a cave.
Like, she's like, I'm taking the jet ski
talk
tonight,
about
okay?
Diving into a body of water.
You didn't have to pay for that one. Just turn a blow dryer to it. How'd you even
so anyway,
get the cord that how'd you get the cord that long?
Dude, I was shook.
Is
I'm
the
like,
one that, like,
thank God
the
there's an outlet next to the. I know.
Oh,
it unfolds. You know, the yeah. air, the hair dryers
you're
that
like,
fold
stretched
up.
It for as long as it can go. Doing jump ropes, the blow dryer.
Hoping for the best.
No, hey, at least you cleaned the house. I wouldn't even know. They're probably
I
drunk
cleaned
anyway.
The house, and I cleaned up my little pussy mess. So you're welcome.
That's
but that
like
is a true story, and that was
so Mexico
was
great.
Mexico
go travel
was great,
there, bitches.
Honey.
They have detachable shower heads.
Damn, I wish they did, because then I would have just done it in the shower, no mess. But
hey, don't drink
we
the
improvise.
Water.
Don't drink the. Drink the water.
Don't drink the water. Don't sleep next to your cousin because you might end up in a sex puddle. Oh, whoa.
So, yeah, I'm disgusting. Other than that, brunch was crazy. They were like, it's $120. And I was like, why is it going to be $120? There was like full course fucking meals, drinks after drinks after
who's
drinks. We did bottle service twice in these beach beds, like actual fucking king size beds on the fucking water.
That's
looking
nuts.
At out looking at the fucking beautiful
beach
ocean
beds.
Beach motherfucking beds. It was Alice in Wonderland themed, so they had like the Alice in Wonderland characters come out. There's like a DJ, there's a pool. It was
they're like that'll be $120 please.
And I was like,
pay
gladly.
Pay the rabbit tip
yeah.
him, please.
I'm late for a very important expensive date. Yeah, it was great.
Me every day.
Yeah, you every day. So that was brunch time, and I was like, damn, I really didn't go on the excursion, but I came to the day drinking fucking thing.
That's what I would show
up
to.
We had a great time. There was, I was like rolling my eyes before I left, and I was like, I can't believe there's like themed outfits, and it, like the whole vacation was Barbie themed, which was actually
was
really
Alice
cute.
Alice in Wonderland.
No, the brunch was Alice in Wonderland at the restaurant. They're like, we're going to dinner. I'm like, oh great, I would love to go to a fancy dinner.
Some oversized
dinner,
rabbit with a hat on.
We order bottle service, by the way, we ordered bottle service 5 times, and every time they bring you a brand new bottle, they go around the entire table, tilt your fucking face back, they literally touch your forehead, shake it. Tilt it back, and pour tequila down your fucking throat. At one point, we're standing on our chairs during dinner service, dancing on our fucking chairs and shit. Like, Mexico's fucking nuts. Tulum is fucking nuts.
I'm jealous. I would die for that.
I wish I had more drugs. I did a little bit of cocaine while
they
I was
have
there.
That there. They brought. How did they get that shit?
We bought it. There was in the restaurant. There's like on your way to the bathroom, 4 people stop you. Tengo cocaína, marijuana, Molly.
Yeah, but
they're like
is
trying
it
to
good?
Sell you.
Is it good? I mean, yeah,
but
yeah, it
the coke was fine. I mean, I don't usually do that shit.
I don't usually do that shit.
I don't usually do that shit.
You should have said to the Mexican guy. Come
I
on,
a
Midwest.
Lot of things I don't usually do on this trip, but yeah, it was fine. It was fun. It was crazy.
That sounds like a great time.
I'm sweaty and tired and exhausted. I'm literally fresh off the plane doing this fucking podcast with you.
She's fresh off the boat, baby. She's fresh tilapia tonight.
You did. I was like, I need to take a shower.
I'm like, hold on. I'm laying on our bed right now. I'm like, I'm in a squirt puddle or something.
You'd be.
I'm like, oh no, it's my high
so
noon.
So lucky. Anyway, you can't fucking Bali, so
wait,
you might as well fuck yourself.
Back to that, I totally forgot.
Yeah,
might as well fuck yourself in Bali because you can't fuck anybody else. No premarital sex.
Even if you're vacationing there, like with your boyfriend, if you are not married, you will get put in jail, thrown in jail. If
don't
you
think
fuck.
They thought about that? Like, they're not gonna have anybody come there anymore.
But isn't like Bali
they're not
sexy?
Anybody come there anymore? Literally,
literally, isn't Bali sexy? I feel like that'd be like a sexy vacation that
it's
would
like
turn
Indonesia,
me on.
It's like Thailand. They got all that, the people who do all that. I feel like they, yeah, wait, whoa. How do they know though? How do they really know you're having sex with your boyfriend? I mean, duh.
There's just like a guard outside of every bedroom ever.
You're kidding.
I don't know.
That'd
I
be fucking nuts. I'd leave. I'd take a flight
know.
Back home. Be like, well, this isn't going to work, sir.
Right. Like you,
it's like a Britney Spears moment all over again.
They like put what do you call them? Like bugs, like microphones, like tiny microphones in every room.
That's nuts.
And they just like measure it by decibel. So it's like if you go over like a certain decibel or octave,
they hear.
Then they know.
They start banging at
your
door.
The police come.
That's
how they do it.
That's nuts. My dream is to go to Bali, and I definitely wanted to get banged in Bali. And
I didn't realize they cared so much. Who gives a fuck?
I didn't think.
Also, aren't people in Bali like selling you drugs like they are at this restaurant in Mexico?
100%. I don't understand. I really don't.
I've never been rich enough to go to Bali, so I have no idea what that's like.
Well, now I can't go.
Yeah.
All the hot Bali guys that moved there and are like, I'm vegan.
Unless you want to become a born again virgin.
I already am. No, I'm not.
Quit lying, bitch.
Lost that one a long time. I can't even say that. You know
no,
what?
No, but I'm saying, like, if you want to go to on a virgin retreat, reestablish your virginity retreat, go to Bali. Because you ain't fucking while you're there.
Ugh.
Just saying.
I'm like,
you want to tighten up that puss.
You know what? It's like I'm going to go to Bali and do ayahuasca and not get fucked.
I love that.
Sounds miserable.
What else is on the agenda?
Dolly Parton is on TikTok.
Can't believe it.
Wow. What a jump of topics.
I love her so much.
Johanna, well, if anyone knows her, is a diehard DP fan.
I do love her more like because of the person she is and not so much like I don't know every one of her songs. You know what I mean? Like I'm not like I love her music, but I'm not like obsessed with her in that way. It's more like
you're wearing a shirt with her on it right now.
Her. No, this is a Dave Attell shirt.
Well, it looks like Dolly Parton on it.
Well, that seems.
I'm not. Does it not look like a young
racist
Dolly Parton?
Oh, all white bitches look the same. They do.
That ain't a white bitch. I'm blind. And usually I am.
Dolly's one of her first TikToks was like a tribute to a lot of her like LGBTQ+ fans, which is another reason why I love Dolly so much, because she's a true advocate for like love is love. Fuck whoever the fuck you want. It's nobody's business. Let's celebrate.
I think she's a lesbian.
You think so?
I think Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
You think they're fucking?
She's like, come to auntie's house.
It's her godmother.
Exactly.
Hot.
She's like, Miley, you remind me of me when I was younger.
Let's fuck.
She's like, you know what's in her discount?
Working 9 to 5.
She like, takes her wig off. She's bald.
All the way on that pussy. Oh,
that's hot.
She's bald. She probably is.
Like, you really think about it? Like, what is Dolly Parton's real hair? That's people probably ask me, what does your real hair look like?
Can I touch it?
Can I touch it?
Can I touch your real hair?
Can I touch your real hair? Is it a wig?
Can I touch it? That's what Dolly said
her,
to Miley.
At least me and her are fucking honest about it. So
yeah. Let it go.
You
going to get fake tits too?
100. You get fake tits too? Yeah, I'm going to get fucking fake tits. 100%. My tits aren't as big as Dolly Parton and my wig ain't touching
this guy
Jesus's cock, then yeah. I don't fucking want it.
If it ain't that, I don't want it.
If your pussy don't look like a little Ghirardelli chocolate.
I'm gonna start calling you Jolene. That's your new name.
God, that would have been a cute name to pick.
I know.
Yeah, where were you when we needed you?
You could have both been JoJo.
Hey, it's not on paper yet, so
it's not on
paper. You didn't hear that here. You didn't hear that.
Okay, whatever.
Speaking of Jolene, not even speaking of Jolene, because I'm Jolene, but I love slapping ass, and so do men in Florida. And I haven't been to Florida yet, and I probably don't want to go after this, but...
Yeah, you don't want to be mistaken for a horse.
A horse or a whore.
Or do you?
You know, horse cock.
Love it.
Man charged with slapping horse's ass in Florida.
Hilarious.
Just walks
as,
up to the
as,
pony.
What's it called when you attack an officer?
Is that assault?
Yeah, assault.
That's assault, slapping a horse.
Excuse me.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I've been so hungover, dude.
It's the high noon.
I'm literally starting my day sweating my dick off, and something you wish you could do, I'm sure.
I couldn't. Hey, you know what? You tried tucking in 90 degree heat in a porta potty in a Victoria's Secret
panty.
You haven't lived. You have not lived. It wasn't hanging out.
That's so fucking funny.
You ain't getting out.
You ain't getting out, honey. Yes, this guy was charged with assaulting an officer because the horse was a police horse.
He's like, do it again.
The guy was like, a cab, let me slap this ass.
Oh, he was like, a cab? Was it a cob or a cab?
It's a cab.
Ooh.
I mean, who knows? It could be different in different states and different countries.
I agree with
that. A cab?
That's...
A sab?
See...
Some countries pronounce the C as an S.
And I know that.
A sabe?
Hey, a cop cutie. A sab cutie.
A sab for cutie.
A sab for cutie. That's our episode.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think he should be freed. That's ridiculous. Like, come on. He slapped the horse's ass.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Maybe the horse
Florida's
didn't even
wild,
kick him.
Wild, man.
Some people from I can't do the Florida people.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
I can't do the Florida people. I can't. I'm sorry. No. You guys are different
Casey
breed.
Anthony's from Florida.
They all are. All the crazy fucking bitches are from fucking Florida, and
they all are. They're racist and weird. And if you ain't gay, you're racist down there.
They are. They're.
That's it. Those are the only two kinds of people.
They're against the trans, drag queens, gays.
Literally.
Maybe even Dolly Parton.
If the zombie virus does come back, zombie viruses are being unfrozen by global warming. I don't know what country it's in, but this is like a thing that has been going viral in the news. And I just hope that it hits Florida first.
I hope you get the zombie virus first, Florida.
Me? Oh.
Me?
I said them are fighting words, bitch. I don't want none of that.
I hope they get it first because they're fucking...
I can't believe that that's fucking real. It just blows my fucking mind, bro.
It's ridiculous.
I hope the zombies come way after I'm dead. I would like to die around 65.
I agree.
And zombie shit can happen after that. So you got about 5 more years and then... Just kidding. I am old, though. I'm getting old. My booty's getting flat.
Mm-mm.
I swear.
I know what, if that zombie virus hits me, it is what it is. I just hope my wig stays on the whole time I'm running around.
It is what it is. R. Kelly made a new album.
In jail?
Mm-hmm. It's called I Admit It.
Does he, though?
We got to listen to it and give a full review next episode.
It's giving Eminem. It's not giving Eminem.
Eminem never pissed on anybody.
Oh my God. You're right. He did do that.
Yeah, he's like fucking 14 and 15 year olds and shit. That's why he's in jail. Do you not know about that? It's the same way that you don't care about Kirstie Alley. You don't care about anything that happened before you were born. And I find that to be selfish, Gen Z.
I'm not even going to give R. Kelly that. We know you admitted it again. Casey Anthony, is he from Florida too?
Probably.
Exactly. He probably fucking is. He's crazy. Kirstie Alley, is she from Florida?
Yeah, she's actually honestly very crazy. She's a Scientologist. She was. R.I.P. Rip.
She was
a fucking
Scientologist.
Yeah, she was a Scientologist.
She didn't even get out of
it.
They killed her.
Crazy. She was crazy. She didn't do the Leah remedy shit where she came out of it and then wrote a book and made it herself famous from her struggle.
Yeah.
Kirstie Alley, I'm pretty sure, like till the day she died, was... And that's what happens. If you believe in Scientology, you get colon cancer.
So what happens when you die? Like, do you get like some money from them? Like, do your kids take on the Scientology?
I have no idea how Scientology works.
How does it work?
I just know that those people are cuckoo motherfucking bananas.
They killed her off.
What is his name? Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's a Scientologist too. He must have convinced Kirstie Alley.
He said, get her out of here.
He's like, look at my old friend.
So get that old bitch out of here.
I can't imagine how many people in your generation have no idea who she is.
She was a huge part
of my childhood.
She's funny.
I loved her until she went. She did go crazy.
She went crazy.
Yeah. And then she had that reality. I'm surprised you don't know her from her reality TV show.
Oh, I remember that Kirstie shit because she's a quick trim hoe.
What's that mean?
Like Anna Nicole. Back then, they would all take those diet pills, Quick Trim.
That's honestly probably what A, gave her the colon cancer,
addicted.
And B, made her crazy.
They're like addicted to it.
That's why I don't stick shit
That's
in my body
Anna
like that.
That's why Anna
could
walk on stage and be like,
I'm already so crazy.
Good.
Yeah. The one eyeball blinking is everything for me. Yeah. She was nuts.
Here's our next nominee.
She was fucking nuts,
all
dude.
All the fucking pills were nuts.
You gotta be crazy if you're gonna marry a man that motherfucking old.
No, she committed to the bit. To marry your lawyer, first of all, who's named Howard Stern.
Her lawyer was named Howard Stern.
Her baby, the whole
sugar daddy.
Her lawyer who's on the reality show was Howard. His name Howard. She's like Howard. Okay. His full name was Howard Stern.
So he was her lawyer. Her second marriage.
But no, they didn't get married. They would just like bang on the side. So when she died and she had that daughter, yeah. They like thought like they had a big. He's like, that was my daughter because they were banging.
What?
It's like you have to watch the reality show. You would Clearly. Never know. You would never know. But like it was just. Howard Stern.
What a legend,
though.
The
Howard
Stern. She's such a legend.
Obsessed with
her. Truly. Like, that's a bad bitch.
I'm skinny.
She fucking did that shit. She did that shit.
She's like, quick trim.
Celine Dion, speaking of people dying, Celine Dion is dying.
She got manspread disease.
Mansplaining disease.
Oh, mansplaining.
She has stiff man disease is what it's called.
Stiff man disease.
I guess it's she's gonna have a hard time, like, I think speaking too, which is really sad because she's one of the best singers of our time.
Yeah,
an absolute legend.
She's done
so many. It's like, I know I'm getting old, but you don't realize how old you're getting until like everyone you grew up on is like dying. She's or like, falling apart.
I can't talk anymore, but
like fucking Christina Applegate or whatever the fuck
her
name
is. Oh my god.
She has fucking
yes. cerebral
MS.
palsy.
No, she has MS. Oh. And then not Selma
That's really
Blair.
Sad. The one girl
the girl from Legally Blonde.
Yes, Selma Blair.
No, it's not Selma Blair. Is it her name? I don't know if I remember her name. She's a brunette.
Yes.
And she has Parkinson's. Mm. These bitches are going down.
Scientologists.
They're dropping left and right.
Scientologists.
And then it gets me because I'm a narcissist. So I'm like, what disease am I going to get?
The zombie one.
No.
We're all going to get it.
We are
going to
get it.
You know what? In the gay community, you don't even want any of the diseases
we got. If you turn into a zombie,
got.
I would kill you.
Why?
Because.
Use me for something.
You're supposed for what? For what?
I don't know.
What would I use a zombie for?
I don't know. Like lock me in the basement. I'm like, this is my pet stuff.
What if The Walking Dead is just foreshadowing?
I think it is. I've been predicting.
I'm terrified.
I've been predicting a zombie apocalypse for a long time.
I don't
want
to live in a prison.
I don't even want
too much cement.
I don't even want to live during that, but I'm gonna have to because I have to keep the stars going.
Stars.
I'm gonna record in the I'm gonna record the podcast and keep it to myself.
That's cute.
And you, if you're alive, and we're
if
gonna
I'm alive,
keep it going, and then
you
one day someone's
gonna
listen
baby.
To it and be like, "Wow, she did that shit in the jail."
Yeah. Speaking of stars, Britney Spears celebrated her birthday. I think we touched base on that a little bit on our drunken episode, but she took a full cake to the face and then fucking flicked off the camera like a lunatic. It was like Mrs. Doubtfire, literal actual Mrs. Doubtfire
I
with a middle
her.
Finger out the window.
I love that movie. As much as I love Britney Spears, she's going nuts.
That's a lot.
People are on a conspiracy theory that she's not.
You just
like,
love a man in a
she's,
dress.
Those videos of her are old videos of her, and she's not actually like.
What?
She's put away right
That's
now.
That's what the conspiracy theory is.
Because her
saying?
House that she films them in
That's
the same
wild.
Spot as her old house. She moved houses when she got married. And
she
so,
did?
Yes.
She moved in with her man, or they got
no,
a new house?
No, they got a new house. That's her old house. All those videos are taken in. So why? And they posted like a video of Sam like
oh
holding a candle, like blow it out, and it sounded like a recording in the background. She's like, "Thank you, baby," and it was like really quick, and it was like very like. I believe I have a feeling she's not doing it. I feel like she's like somewhere they locked her up. Sam's a part of it. Look at Sam Talent right there. He is. I know
Sam
he is.
Sam Talent is a hilarious comedian.
I'm a psychic.
Based out of
and
Denver.
I swear to God,
check
that
out his special on YouTube.
Sam,
and read his book.
Sam yeah. Talent and Sam's Britney's boyfriend totally got her locked away.
Yeah, Sam Talent is the reason why Britney Spears is locked away for sure. He's never gonna hear this episode, but god damn it, that's hilarious. That's a hilarious concept.
She told us. We gotta keep saying free Britney.
She be saying something.
She don't even know what she says half the time.
There's no way, and if that's true, then we can't even do the commenting. People were like, wear red if you're in danger, or like blah blah blah, and then she
yeah,
would.
Yeah, she's totally is.
Damn, y'all tried to do this whole Free Britney campaign. You got her deeper in lockdown.
Like her album, like her
that's what you get for not minding your own motherfucking business, people.
They got
that's
her.
What you get.
Mm-mm. Jamie Lynn's like, you never gonna dance on that stage again.
Jamie Lynn.
God, you never go dance on that stage.
Your name is Jamie Lynn. You are trash.
Fuck her. How did you even get that?
You are trash.
It's all Britney.
Jamie Lynn. What's Britney's middle name? What's next in the fucking
list? Jean.
Is it really?
Yes.
I wanted Jean to be my middle name my entire life. I used to want my name to be Elena Jean.
She's like a sister of the traveling pants.
Isn't that weird that I wanted to be Elena? Like, I wanted that to be my name when I was young. I used
Elena
to
Jean.
Sign. I used to sign, like, whatever as my name, Elena.
That's crazy. That's what I do too.
Yeah, I just wanted to be a completely different person, which is something I should talk to my therapist about.
Talk to me about it. I know how to do it.
Are you my therapist?
No.
I wish you were. That'd be fun.
I'd be a good therapist.
You know who need a therapist?
Me.
Kanye motherfucking West. Here we are again, because Kanye and Britney we will probably talk about every episode for the rest of our lives.
They just keep coming up.
Because they ain't going nowhere, honey, unless Kanye they actually West. Get married.
He's not bipolar. Which would be great.
He's stating he's not bipolar, but that he is autistic.
Britney Spears, I'm predicting this now. Britney Spears and Kanye West start dating.
We talked about this on the last episode when we were hammered.
Well, that would be...
The listeners right now are like cackling at the fact that... You dumb fucking bitch.
Like, I literally...
Let it go.
I literally think it's...
Wow. Do you think Kanye West is autistic?
Yeah.
He be seeing music and shit.
I think he's bipolar and autistic.
Yeah, same. And
that's totally fine.
Same.
That's exactly. And that's
bipolar 2, autism 2. Hello.
And that's totally fine.
Diagnose me, baby.
But you can be bipolar and autistic, but when you start saying some crazy fucking shit, then we gotta figure it out. Gotta figure it out.
It's true.
He's out of line. He's out of whack.
Stay tuned. We're staying tuned.
I don't even want to stay tuned with him anymore because it's so crazy, but he just keeps coming up in my head.
He's just there.
He's just there. He's like
everywhere
orange.
You look.
He's
elf on the shelf. People can't get enough of it.
I want to make little Kanye West elves on the shelves.
That would be amazing.
All wearing like blacked out like boots and ski masks.
No,
and
he's full on in Nazi gear.
Yeah, I literally do.
A Kanye West elf on the shelf dressed as a Nazi.
Huge. Bestseller.
Huge. Bestseller.
I'd make millions.
You would.
Buy your Kanye West doll.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that'd give you big trouble.
Bipolar elf on the shelf.
I'm right here. I'm watching you.
Elf on the cliff, about to jump.
There's so many funny.
Do you think
little...
he's gonna kill himself?
No. It's too.
He's too much of a narcissist.
He totally is. Narcissists will never die.
God, do you think that him and Kim's kids are gonna be mentally ill?
No, I think they're gonna be crazy though. I mean, their dad's like, your mom's Kim Kardashian, your dad's Kanye West. Either they're gonna turn out good and keep the empire going, or they're not. You know who I have money on? I got money on Kylie's kid. She seems pretty cool. I've been watching videos of her.
What's her name?
Stormy.
Stormy. So stupid.
It is stupid.
With these fucking
but
names.
She's, but you know what? If you see her, she Stormy. Seems so. The kid seems so intelligent. Like,
just
it's really
call your
cute.
Kid Storm.
Stormy. Her kids.
Are all of their kids mixed? They all. they all jumped on some
are.
Black dick, huh?
Except Courtney's kids. They're all mixed.
Oh, yeah. Courtney married a white.
Scott Disick.
That's why she's my favorite.
She married a white.
That's why she's
no,
my
she
favorite.
No, she didn't even marry him. She didn't even marry him. She had three kids with
I
them.
I thought her and Scott were married.
Nope. They never
and they got divorced.
They never were married.
Good for her.
She never married Scott.
She married Travis. Travis was my crush my whole life.
Travis Scott.
I wanted
Travis
Scott.
Barker.
Wrong color.
God,
wrong
imagine being
everything.
Two Travises in the family.
I don't think I've ever fucked a guy named Travis. Have you?
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking the Chads
I
and the
did.
Brads.
I did in like sixth grade.
What? You were fucking in sixth grade?
Yeah. Ooh.
When did you lose your virginity?
I truly don't remember.
The longest pause in history.
I truly don't remember.
The longest pause in history was just now.
I really think I...
All right, we'll talk about it next episode. You can think about it for a week. You fucking young whore.
What's next?
Oh, yeah, we did talk about... Okay. You were fucked by God. You were fucked in God's house.
Hey, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, fuck them all.
Jesus juice.
Last topic... Are you going to fuck a carny or what?
Oh!
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
A little loud. I think I. You know what? I live for someone who's white trash.
Tranny carny love story.
Tranny carny love story. Next time we're gonna go to the
fair.
You know
fair. Who loves to fuck trannies? Carnies.
Do they really?
I know
bring
it.
Me that trailer.
I know it.
They're going to the trailer with me. They're
it's
like,
fucking,
oh.
You know that one movie where?
No.
Shut up. All right. Matthew McConaughey
when fucks a tranny.
When he is a cowboy and he gets AIDS.
Brokeback Mountain?
No, I was gonna say that too. It's the other gay one. The one with more AIDS. But he did you not see that movie?
No, I've seen a lot of AIDS,
okay,
gay
you gotta
AIDS
watch
movies
it.
In my time.
You gotta watch it and report back to me next week and we'll talk about it.
I am watching
talk
you
about
what?
A horse's ass getting slapped.
I can't wait till festival season comes and I'm riding all you fucking ponies.
But anyway, it's the competitive, like, bull riding shit and horse riding shit. Like, they're literal cowboys who all, like, fuck each other in secret and blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm putting that on when
I get
home.
That's what I'm saying. These
home.
Carnies and these fucking
I'm putting on
cowboys.
When I get home.
I can't
Yeehaw.
Wait.
Yeehaw!
Go home and Google Matthew McConaughey AIDS.
Johanna's like, it's AIDS. There's AIDS.
But I think we're going to do it. I think we need to find you a little carny this summer.
Oh God, why does it be a carny? I mean,
you're
I kind of want a
carny.
I mean, I kind of do because I get free, you know.
No maybe, teeth. Like,
can we do
chewing
like a,
tobacco.
I want like the good eyebrow piercing on them too.
Oh, honey, neck tattoo.
Eyebrow piercing, neck tattoo, zero eyebrows.
Like bad tattoos.
Totally
they
bad.
They have really bad faded tattoos.
I want a hot carny.
You're going to get find a hot carny. There's
hot,
at least,
carny,
there's at least
carny.
One at every fucking...
There has to be one.
State fair.
There's some around town, I think.
Probably.
Let me go hit up Soho.
Bye.
No, I'm kidding.
It's our local gay bar here in Ferndale, Michigan. That concludes the episode.
John's like, get me the fuck out of here.
I am so exhausted. I want to fucking vomit and squirt and go to bed.
And go watch that movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. That's what I'm
okay,
going to jerk
guys,
it to.
We're out. It's been a long day.
It's been a long 5 days in Mexico and...
Come back refreshed. I'll come back with my answer.
Yes.
Leave and us a voicemail again.
Be like our anonymous, stunning, trans-friendly ass fucking bitch. We
love
them.
We love you. That was like... That probably made my whole entire day. So
made our
was...
day. As you can tell, you will remain anonymous and we will give you bad,
love you, anonymous.
Horrible, emphasis on the horror, advice.
I want to hear about the trip.
I want to hear about the holidays.
The holidays, sorry.
Call back.
Give
us an
you.
Update. It'll be like you've got mail, a reference you don't understand because you're literally a
like,
sperm in a sack
I'm
still.
Like, what?
Yeah, you're fucking child whore. Okay.
Child whores out.
Love you so much.
Love you guys.
Please try to remember when you lost your virginity so we can talk about it.
Yeah, put that in the calendar.
And that's on Tranny Carney.
Tranny and Carnies.
And that's on Navidad.
That's on Navidad.
Happy holidays. We love you guys so much.
We love
much.
You. Happy holidays.
Stay queer.
Merry Chrysler.
Stay racist. Goodbye.
Always.
We're going to get fucking canceled. I can't wait.
I am not ready for that.